Hello, Tiffany.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Maysoon. I'm calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Good.
It's good to hear. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay, did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and were you or a loved one diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
This past year.
You remember?
Actually, it's been years. They found the meningioma probably 10 years ago.
10 years ago, so around 2014.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
It's 4:30 of 83.
And do you know of anyone else who was also affected by the depo and diagnosed?
No.
Okay. And as far as your usage, were you using the name brand injectable or was it a generic version?
I don't remember. I just remember it was the double shot.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yes. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
And do you remember when you first started using Depo?
I don't remember. It had to have been after it was after 2000 or 2002.
After 2002?
2002 is when I started using it.
Okay. And when did you stop? What year was that?
I think 2004.
Okay. And then, to the best of your knowledge, can you confirm if it was the name brand or generic version?
The name brand.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled TIFFANI.
Yep.
Last name BROWN.
Yep.
And what is your primary email address?
It's Brown Tiffany, TIFFANI. 83 at yahoo.com.
Three. And then is this your main cell phone number, the 989-415-1740?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is your current home address?
It's 1300 West Jane, Bay City, Michigan.
What was the street name?
West Jane.
West Jane. Okay. And then what was the zip code?
48706.
Okay, thank you. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
No, I don't. I'd have to go through records.
Okay, do you remember
It was
the
done through the emergency room at McLaren Hospital.
McLaren? Was that the one on? Oh, I see one in Flint. I see one in
There's one in
Lansing.
Bay City.
Oh, yeah, the one on 1900 Columbus Avenue.
Yep.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of your treating doctor?
Dr. Kippy, neurologist.
Kippy. Do you know how to spell that?
KIPPY.
Okay. I'm seeing KIPPE for Jordan Kippy.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then was that at the same facility?
Yes.
And was this your prescribing doctor as well, or did you have a different one?
I had Dr. Saylor, OBGYN, my gynecologist.
Dr. Saylor. Was it Douglas Saylor?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for that facility, was it the one on 3175 Professional?
Yep.
And did you have a specific pharmacy where you were going?
Oh, I can't remember that far back.
Okay. And then do you have any of your medical records?
Not on me, I don't.
On you. But it is at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I would need to know the pharmacy name as well as
It
your.
either would have been CVS Pharmacy or it would have been Monitor Pharmacy or Walgreens.
Greens. Do you have a pharmacy address?
They're both on Euclid and Midland Road.
Okay. And then what was the name of that facility for Dr. Saylor?
Woman's Pavilion. He doesn't have a practice name. It's at the Women's Pavilion. His name is Dr. Saylor.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, Austin.
And does this person live with you?
No, he's my son.
Okay. And what is his phone number?
989-545-0215.
Do you know his email address?
No, I do not.
Okay. or his current home address?
I do not. They just moved.
Okay. Right, and then give me 1 second while I check all this information. Oh, for your diagnosing doctor, did you mention their name?
No, it was done through the ER emergency room.
Okay, and have you had any prior cancer diagnosis at all?
No.
Okay. Right. And then I'm going to put you on a brief hold really quick because we do need that diagnosing doctor's name, but I'll see what we can do instead, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Put so much more here in the pool.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Tiffany.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for waiting. And then can I get your social?
I don't feel comfortable giving that out over the phone.
It could be the last four if you're comfortable with that.
7871 3.
Okay, thank you. And then as far as your medical records, will you be able to provide that by electronically or by mail?
You guys can't request that?
Yes, they can pull medical records. But in case if you
Okay.
have anything else, are you able to send that electronically?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Right. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, then give me 1 second. Okay. Hello, Tiffany.
Yes.
Thank you for waiting. Did you receive the text message or email?
Let me see here.
Okay.
I have not received the email.
Or the text?
What? No text.
Okay. It was browntiffany83@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes. Well, okay, here we go. I got the text message.
Okay. Okay. And then while you're looking over that, I'm going to send you a text from my direct line with my information as well as the attorney's.
Okay. Says I'm done.
Okay. Yes, I just received it. And then the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information with you and tell you the next steps. But if you had any questions at all, I'll send you a text. It'll come from a 949 area code. That's my direct line if you had any questions, and then I'll give you their number as well.
Okay.
Right. And then did you have anything else before I let you go?
Nope, that was it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.